You're tuning to Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93 WKMJ. The Michigan Tech soccer head coach, Shel Jacobs, is with us. Hi, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Where did you just get back from?
Might have been in Costa Rica.
Oh, that's too bad.
Might have been. Rumors have it. What were you doing in Costa Rica?
We took the team there, and we got to spend 9 days, and we played three games down there of some local club teams and did a community service project, and then had a little bit of time for some sightseeing and a day at the beach. So it was a wonderful trip. We had so much fun, and we got to really, you know, experience Costa Rican culture and meet so many wonderful people, and it was incredible. I think we all left there feeling pretty fortunate we were able to do that.
How did the team do?
We did well. We won two games and tied one. The game that we tied was against the top club in San Jose, and it was a very, very good team. And so we tied 3-3 that game, and then the other games we won. The second game we won a little bit better. I think it was 4-5-0. And then our last game against another really good club team, we ended up beating them 1-0. So it was an interesting experience. But, you know, they play a little bit different soccer than we do down there. It's so hot. I think they're more about possession and passing.
What was the weather like for you?
It was in the 90s, and it rained a little bit, not too much, but it was pretty much beautiful the whole time. The weather was beautiful, and then the scenery everywhere you looked, it was just beautiful. So we definitely weren't complaining, and thankfully nobody got too badly sunburned early on. I think I walked around with a total soccer mom with SPF 70 and just kind of snuck it in when they weren't looking.
Nice. What else is going on for the soccer team in the off season? Are you guys out actively recruiting? Are there games going on or clubs or those type of things for you this time of year?
Yeah, right now there's high school seasons going on, so that's a little bit of that. And then this summer, there's always some showcases and things that we can go to. To recruit, and our girls right now are a lot of them are back home, working out and just kind of touching base with their families and friends. And then we have a good group of our players coming back for track B to take classes this summer, so they'll be up here working out and getting smarter.
Coach, you make the NCAA tournament for the first time in program history, and you expect a boost in. Maybe not a boost is the right word, but how much do you expect that to help in the recruiting process?
I think that whenever you're doing well and you're more visible, which when you make the NCAA tournament, you kind of show up on the radar a little bit more. It definitely, you know, helps. I think people are like, Michigan Tech, you know, oh, hey. So I think, it definitely makes us more visible, and you know, we've got a lot of people interested, and, you know, as we've done from the get-go, is we want to just make sure that we're recruiting the right people for Michigan Tech in the community and obviously for our soccer team. So just kind of filtering through and finding the right ones that make sense that can help continue to raise this program. I think we're at a great spot right now, having the success that we've had in 4 years, to keep kind of moving forward and keep adding. You know, we're still hungry. We want to get further, and we had a great season last year, but we all said, let's do better. Let's keep working hard and get better for next year.
I would imagine even the name mentioned, though, must, because there are a lot of, when we talk to athletes here on Drive Time, there are a lot of athletes that come to Michigan Tech that had never even heard of the school before, but they were, they loved their visit, they loved the recruiter, and but to have even a name mention nationally I would imagine widens the playing surface, I guess, or the recruiting surface as far as what kids you might get.
Yeah, it definitely does, and I think when you look at programs that are, doing well and everything, there's obviously reasons that they're doing well, and I think that, when we're able to say, this is what we've done, this is what our kids have done here, and this is the success that we're having, and then, when you add on top of it, our girls have had wonderful grade point averages, GPAs, with the academic side of it. So, you know, it's so presentable, you know, between academics and athletics, and then having success with the program. You know, it's not a hard place to sell in my mind. It's just to make sure we get the players that you know, are going to fit here and be successful in the classroom and on the field. So, but yeah, no, you're definitely right. It does help a lot.
How about, I know during the summer you guys always put on a camp, and that one for you is coming up July 21st. Talk about the camp and what you guys try to accomplish there.
Yeah, you know, camp is always a really fun week. I think the kids love it the most because I think it's like my best workout of the year because I run away from kids the whole time. They just chase me. I don't know. I think my girls set them up to do that. So, but no, it, you know, it's always fun. We try to work on some developmental skills and technical skills with the kids, and you know, it's just beautiful being outside and you know, have an opportunity to learn some things from our players and meet our players and kind of just, you know, have a good time and play soccer. And so we're looking forward to it. I've got a lot of kids that are going to be up here, you know, to help out with camp. And, you know, and I will start running now, so I'm in good shape for when they start chasing me.
Well, you can get more information on that at MichiganTechRecreation.com and get signed up. And there's plenty of time to do that. And, Coach, have a great rest of the off season. We'll look forward to talking to you again here. It won't be long until we're ready for
August 24th.
Preseason camp to start and players coming in and actually getting practice started.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I do want summer. I'm glad it's starting to get here, but I'm pretty excited for August to come by, too.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Have a great day.
All right, Coach Michelle Jacob, head coach of the women's soccer program over at Michigan Tech. More Drive Time coming up right after these.